remember the three things that the Jesuit agenda tapes pointed out that they want conformity on. And it's interesting, they always infiltrate a hierarchy church. Okay. They want agreement on the Eucharist, ministry, and baptism. Those three things. They're moving closer and closer to it. This article shows that the Lutherans believe that the bread is symbolic. Catholics believe it's literal. Now they're saying, really doesn't matter, you believe in your heart what you believe, but let's be friends. That's all waiting for a miracle-working pope who then will command. Then it's too late. Now, talking about free grace, not by our own works, but by free grace. Now, an international committee of scholars from both churches have written a direct declaration which says, salvation rests in God's hands alone. So you take a true, broad, general statement and you say, oh, well, we can agree to that. I think of it what I want to think of it. You think of it what you want to think of it. I'm okay, you're okay. The entire arrangement is an unhappy one for the Lutherans who believe the Episcopal Church deals too leniently, because it's going to be Episcopals, Lutherans, and what was the other church? There are three major ones that are doing it. Yes, and certain Catholic churches. Not all of them, but certain ones, yes. Those three. And homosexuality is going to be accepted. You can be guaranteed it's going to be accepted. Without a doubt, it's going to be accepted. Because what's going to happen? They're going to infiltrate everywhere and say, nah, 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 we are here. We are queer. We won't go away. We are here to stay. And we are the bishops. And we are the cardinals. And we are the priests. And we are the nuns. Here's an article from the American New American. The other article I read was from San Jose Mercury. The New American, August 18th, 1997. Pagans of the world, unite! Not even quiet or bashful. Okay? And this is over here at Stanford University. On June 23rd, Stanford University played host to a gathering of 200 delegates from scores of religious bodies around the world. Among the assembled were Christian ecumenical leaders, black Muslims, American Jews, Australian Aborigines, California pagans, South African Hindus, Thai Buddhists, British Baha'ists, Catholic priests, Indian Sikhs, and other leading lights from across the spiritual spectrum. The purpose of the gathering was to begin working on a charter for an international interfaith organization tentatively called the United Religions. You are. Isn't that interesting? What an anachronism. You are. Yes, they will have the United Missions everywhere. Isn't that interesting? United Religions, you are. The U and the R. Quite an anachronism. The United Religions, You Are, initiative is presided over by Reverend William Swing. And he swings. The Episcopal Bishop of San Francisco, who seeks the creation of something like the United Nations for all religions. According to Bishop Swing, his initiative is a continuation of the century-old campaign. In 1893, the World Parliament of World Religions, it was so exciting to see all religions together for the first time that people began expansively to think about something like this. But there was no infrastructure, there was no world consensus around that kind of idea in 1893, so it died. Then when the League of Nations began, people began to say, why don't we have the League of Religions? All those efforts amounted to resolutions that were quickly passed and forgotten. No one really worked at it. It's been much more of a daydream than a groundwork, on-the-ground hard work. So that's what Swing started to do in 1993. He's been traveling around the world to network with leaders and representatives of religious communities from many religions. This has strengthened the constituency for Swing's initiative and, according to the bishop, provided him with new spiritual insights. I spent a lot of time praying with Brahmins, meditating with Hindus, being silent or chanting with Buddhists. I wonder if he blew their horns and clanged their cymbals and beat their drums. Swing proudly states, "I've been enormously enriched inwardly by exposure to these folks. I've gone back and read our own scriptures, and it's amazing how they begin to read differently when you're exposed to more truth from more people in other parts of the world. Let no man deceive you with enticing words by any means." The process began the creating of a community among diversity to examine the ongoing changes in the planet and how we are to deal with each other in a new century. Hartford explained that the UR has held regional conferences across the world in collaboration with, pay attention to this, the UN's Temple of Understanding. Did you know the UN has a Temple of Understanding? No. You've heard of the meditation room at the UN, haven't you? You haven't? If you haven't, you better find out about it. That's as ecumenical as it gets. The UN, UN's Temple of Understanding is a group, continuing now, which conducts spiritual summit conferences in conjunction with UN political summits. Now, did you get that statement? In other words, every time the UN has some sort of committee to get together, the spiritual gurus are there to help them spiritualize mentally in order to make the politics work. Makes you wonder about when all of the G7 and G8 get together, what goes on? I wonder if the UN spiritualists are there with that. And then it talks about, continuing here, Bishop Swing, who consulted with Hans Koenig, the Swiss theologian, who authored the Declaration of Global Ethic. Now, when that comes out, you are going to be surprised how that follows along the Noahide laws almost verbatim. A brief examination of Koenig's handiwork suggests that UR is less about uniting religions in the cause of peace than about harnessing them to serve the interest of globalism. Control. Remember, the bottom line is control. Continuing now, although the document is silent about the duties of man to God, in fact, the word God does not appear in this document. It contains very specific directives regarding global responsibility. Now listen to these words: self-determination, self-realization, are thoroughly legitimate so long as they are separated from human self-government and global responsibility. That is, responsibility for fellow humans and for the planet Earth. So today, they don't want you to hug a tree because it may be God. Hug the Earth because it's a mother goddess. Continuing now, school children must be taught that their freedoms are limited by the need of the common good. What's another word for common good? Communism. You thought communism was dead? No, just redressed. Continuing, the global ethic also obliquely addresses the subject of religious fundamentalism by suggesting that religious leaders who stir up prejudice, hatred, and enmity toward those of different belief deserve the condemnation of mankind and the loss of their adherents. Now, you need to think on that statement, because that is setting it up for religious inquisition. No rational person would define prejudice, hatred, enmity would this language apply to Christians who carry out the biblical commission to evangelize the world? Of course not. Love one another. Then it talks about pagans all getting together. And Gorbachev's Earth Charter is an example of pagan monism. Monism is one world pagan religion. Okay. Let's see. Dr. Jones, author of the new book, Spirit Wars, Pagan Revival in Christian America, defines the monist worldview as one in which the cosmos itself is divine, as is humanity. The whole creation you look at is divine. That's God. As is humanity, you are God. Not much different from the first thing I read there. All is one, and one is all, and we're part of a pantheistic collective. This is in sharp contrast to the theist worldview, in which God is viewed as creator and is not consubstantial with the creation. Monism teaches people to look for God within you, while theism seeks to direct men's eyes outward and upward toward God. Then it goes on showing how pagan monism is gaining strength, and it is gaining adherence everywhere. Do you know there's a pagan church in San Francisco? Okay. Here on Channel 9, our local television, which is the public, you know, they're not to promote religion, you see. Separation of church and state means separation of Christ and everything pagan included. They had a documentary showing about the witches who get out here in the hills north of San Francisco and do their little routine. And what a wonderful experience this is. See, people are after experiences. They're after signs. They're going to get them. Who's going to bring the signs? False prophets, right? Didn't we read it? Great signs and wonders. Religions converge for right. December is a busy month in the world's religious calendar. Christians celebrate the birth of Christ. Jews celebrate Hanukkah. Muslims celebrate the ascension of the prophet Muhammad in preparations for the holy month of Ramadan. And there are pagan holidays, Shinto holidays, and even sacred days in lesser-known religions such as Jainism and Zoroastrianism. Did you know there's a church of Zoroastrianism here in San Jose? And they have a little temple up in the foothills there, and they go up and they worship the fire. It only makes sense to Reverend Aaron Zaher of the Interfaith Seminary in Santa Cruz to have a worship service today to honor as many religions as he could, in spite of the wide divergence of theology. We can't include something from every tradition, because there are literally hundreds, but we'll have a great diversity. In this way, the service will be sort of a spiritual UN. Notice those words. United Religion, spiritual UN. They're actively working and doing it. Read in your paper about interfaith services. Read in your paper about Jews and Buddhists worshiping together. Christians and Buddhists worshiping together. I have yet to get the book by the Dalai Lama, where he goes through and expounds Matthew 5 and the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to get it. A Buddha Lama will chant. Pagans will light candles. Isn't that wonderful? We'll light candles. What is the big mystery of lighting candles? If you don't blow out the match, you burn your finger. Always happens to me. And sing songs to welcome the return of the world's light and to honor Mother Earth. It's coming. It's coming. Christmas and Jewish songs will be sung, and a Native American invocation will be performed There will be dances and chantings in Arabic from the Quran. Such gatherings are slowly becoming more common. Last week, one was held in the Santa Clara Valley, and probably the largest one was held in San Francisco in 1993. Here's another one. This is from the San Jose Mercury News, Saturday, June 15th, 1996. Charismatic Catholics, Pentecostal Catholics, speaking in tongues. Won't read the article. Here's another one. They want an experience. They want a feeling. Satan's going to give it to them. The SR faithful join march. Now, who are the SR? My. Let me see. This is from the San Jose Mercury News. Communion on the square. They're all standing there with their hands in the air waiting for the experience. 1,000 are on this march. And it's a congregation of Christians, supposedly. 1,000 strong prayed through downtown Santa Rosa on Saturday morning, professing their faith. All right, here's another one. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle. Mystic takes San Francisco pulpit to read love letter from Jesus. And this is about a Vasula Radin who claims that she is a channeler for Jesus. You're going to see more and more and more and more women who come out as preachers, but they are really witches in disguise. Won't read much from that one. Now here's a press release concerning the Parliament of the World's Religion. Such renowned religious leaders as the Dalai Lama, Mother Teresa, Archbishop of, and this is from the World's Religions in Chicago. Yes, that was in 1993. And it talks about what they did. With it there, they had the Wicca group, Covenant of the Goddess, is an international umbrella organization with members or covens throughout North America, Europe, and Australia. The Covenant is one of 200 parliament co-sponsors and so forth. Here's another one. This is quite interesting. This is also from the religious section. This is the Arizona Republic. New vestments stir controversy. See, everything's going to be new. Do not think of Catholicism as you did 30 years ago or 50 years ago. That's dead, that's over, that's through. They now have new vestments. The French courtier, beloved by superstars for his playful style, designed vestments for Catholic World Youth Day celebration. Special ones. Guess what colors they are? The rainbow color. Does that strike a chord? Who uses the rainbow? Jesse Jackson. United Way. United Religion. Noahide laws. It's coming. Men of the cloth walked under the Eiffel Tower on Tuesday morning wearing Jean Charles de Castille La Blanche robes, brightly trimmed with a stripe of rainbow colors. With glee, some commentators noticed the design resembled the rainbow symbol of the gay rights movement. It's coming. Let's see what this one is. Everything is mystic. Everyone wants a religious, spiritual, mystic experience. It's going to happen in Catholicism, Buddhism, Protestantism, Pentecostalism, Churches of God. It's going to happen in the Jewish religions. It's going to happen all of them because that's Satan bringing them together. And I say, Churches of God, beware. If it happens where you are, watch out. Check your doctrines. Centuries-old mystic Kabbalah excites new interest in Hollywood. Kabbalah is the rage in Tinseltown. I'm a Catholic Sheikah, actress Diane Ladd says. I'm on a spiritual journey. I believe we can learn from all religions. That's what they want you. It's what they want everyone to believe. What did Christ say? Here, let's go to John 14. John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. No such thing as great, wide, ecumenical movement, getting a little bit from all religions. The Los Angeles Area Kabbalah Learning Center, the University of Judaism, I'm reading the article again by, this is from which newspaper? The Religion and Ethics, San Jose Mercury. Kabbalah teaches that nothing in the world happens by accidents. It's fatalism. It's good for everybody. And Kabbalah is about the connection between mind, body, astrology, Atlantis, reincarnation, and computers, and the whole thing. Here's another article. I've just been storing these away. This is also from Religion and Ethics, San Jose Mercury News, about Promise Keepers. Now, Promise Keepers is another vast movement. What is that about? That's about a religious experience, right? Having a certain set number of seven, I want you to keep that in mind, promises that they're going to keep. And the Jesuits are behind the scene manipulating this. Church of God, unfortunately, has gotten into it. Here's another one in this same article here. A bold attempt to close a breach between religions. One Buddhist have been promoting a united religion for the past 25 years and prepared a possible place in Korea where a similar number of Christians and Buddhists live. Moreover, as the United Nations is located in the United States, a united religion organization should be located somewhere else. So they want to have it everywhere. Here's another article. I'll have to say that the San Jose Mercury News does a pretty good job in getting some of these things out. And this is all from also from the San Jose Mercury News, 11/2/96. 3 years ago, Stephen Glotz Todrank, T-O-D-R-A-N-K. Did he choke on it? Okay. Began to deliver a series of sermons on global transformation of Christianity. The Los Gatos minister had some unorthodox ideas, for example, that reincarnation has possibilities as a Christian concept. Christianity is evolving along 10 pathways. What did we just read? And Jesus said, I am the 10 pathways and the 10 truths and the 10 lives. There you go. Nonsense. From exclusive into pluralistic, from hierarchical to democratic, from body denying to body affirming, and so on. And he's a graduate of the Harvard School of Divinity. Wonderful. Now, here comes the bombshell. Mary, 2,000 years after the Nativity, the mother of Jesus is more beloved, powerful, controversial than ever before. And here's a picture of it on the front of Life magazine. As they say, bigger than life. This article was leading up to what came next. Let's see what has just happened. You get it here? And this is from Time magazine. Hail Mary. A growing movement in the Roman Catholic Church wants the Pope to proclaim a new controversial dogma that Mary is a co-redeemer. This week, a large box shipped from California and addressed to His Holiness John Paul II will arrive at the Vatican. The shipping labels list a dozen countries from every continent but Antarctica. The penguins can't vote. The quantity of signatures inside, there are 40,383. Each signature is attached to a petition asking the Pope. Now listen to this statement. Asking the Pope to exercise the power of papal infallibility to proclaim a new dogma of the Roman Catholic faith that the Virgin Mary is co-redemptrix, co-mediatrix of all graces and advocate for the people of God. Now think about this statement here. Can a statement by the Pope while sitting in his official throne make a lie truth? To the Catholics, yes, but it cannot in fact. So what they are asking him to do is to abuse something that is supposed to ensure purity. Never did. But this statement in itself shows that it's never used to proclaim truth. It is used to make people believe an untruth as a dogma. Continuing the article now, it says, such a move would elevate Mary's status dramatically among most Christians profess in the last 4 years. Now, this is why it's been going on. The Pope has received 4,340,429 signatures from 157 countries, an average of 100,000 a month, supporting the proposed dogma. Now, in his heart, he wants to. But I'm sure he cannot. We'll see in just a minute. Then it lists all of those, the extraordinary doctrine, then the Protestants who were going along with ecumenism said, well, this sets it back. So then, lo and behold, we have a step backwards. You don't believe the Catholic Church uses the dialectic method, which is method of dialecticism, two steps forward, one step back? This tells you what it's going to be, but now is not the time. Wait till the Pope comes on with miracles, and then he says this miracle, Mary says that she is. Wait. What's going to happen is going to be astounding. For now, they had to take a step back. The latest idea trumpeted by Newsweek magazine front cover should be left hanging, this Vatican spokesman replied. The Virgin Mary will not be upgraded to co-savior alongside Jesus Christ. The Newsweek report and so forth, and then it shows what it's going to do, said, no, we can't do that. Now is not the time, but they're going to continue pushing it. It's going to come out everywhere. Mary, Mother of God, what all mankind should know, little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Litany of the Blessed Virgin. She has got 50 or 60 titles on this printout, and this is one that Jim Hiles got. Well, get it on the internet. I'm going to take the time to read this just so you know what's going on. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. This is the prayer that you get, you see. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. I mean, they're leaving nobody out, right? Holy Mother, pray for us, etc. Holy Mother of God, Holy Virgin of Virgin, Mother of Christ, Mother of Divine Grace, Mother Most Pure, Mother Most Chaste, Mother Inviolate, Mother Undefiled, Mother Most Admirable, Mother Most Admired, Mother of Good Counsel, Mother of our Great God, Mother of our Savior, Virgin Most Prudent, Virgin Most Venerable, Virgin Most Redoubt, Virgin Most Powerful, Virgin Most Merciful, Virgin Most Faithful, Mirror of Justice, Seed of Wisdom, Joy, Cause of Our Joy, Spiritual Vessel, Vessel of Honor, Singular Vessel of Devotion, Mystic Rose, Tower of David, Tower of Ivory, House of Gold, Ark of the Covenant, Gate of Heaven, Morning Star, Health of the Sick, Refuge of Sinners, Comforter of the Afflicted, Help of Christian, Queen of Angels, Queen of Patriarchs, Queen of Prophets, Queen of Apostles, Queen of Martyrs, Queen of Confessors, Queen of Virgin, Queen of All Saints, Queen conceived without original sin, Queen ascended into heaven, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, Queen of Peace, Queen of Poland. And so that's all the titles just on this one page. And guess how many pages there are on the internet on Mary? 40,000 pages! Is the Mary phenomenon worldwide? Yes. Here's just part of it. All the things about the Blessed Virgin. Here are the apparitions that have been seen. going right down, listing every century, where they've been seen. What about a miracle-working nun? What about the first ordained woman priest doing wonderful things in Mary's name? Think big, folks. Think big. Big, big, huge, giant. Here on the toy front, every girl could use a good witch, Barbie doll witch. There you go. Send off for it. Are they not witchizing our little girls? Everything. If that's not good enough, how about a little angel you can send away for it? Now, this ad was in Good Housekeeping. How about that? Good Housekeeping, promoting every girl could use a good witch. Wonderful, wholesome, vibrant, family-oriented, Good Housekeeping. Okay, here's one showing again about making Mary, co-redemptrix. Here's one from the U.S. News and World Report showing about the Jesus seminar and how they're tearing apart the Gospels and reinventing Jesus, going to have a new Jesus. Here are several things here. Here is the Torah and the Dharma, which is Judaism and Buddhism combined together. Eastern spiritual paths, quoting this article here from the Torah and the Dharma, provide a fulfilling, holistic approach to life without overtly contradicting or threatening Judaism. Because you see, mystic Judaism is pagan to the core. You need to understand that. Judaism are not the 5,000 little men with their funny little hats and curls hanging down who rock back and forth when they pray. That is a distinct minority of Judaism. Okay? Using different religious systems as a pathway to Judaism, encouraging unity. Both Zen meditation and yoga and the Jewish religions, religious feminism. Again, you're getting into feminism. Many of the seekers are looking for a way to have a direct spiritual experience without having to deal with our historic, particularly all of our trauma, and textual and theological baggage. In other words, they're saying they want to dump Judaism and become religiously experienced. Okay? Mysticism is simply seeking the divine within one's consciousness. Continuing in the same article, consciously sidestep dealing with the God issue, because Buddhism is not necessarily dealing with God. Also, many Jews would never consider practicing Christianity, feeling to do so would exemplify a betrayal of the Jewish people. Buddhism and Hinduism do not conflict with Judaism in that way. Now then, I saved the most shocking for the last. And as I mentioned, not only are they coming together with a world religion, but they are also going to have a world court. And you need to understand the implications of this. After nearly 50 years of false starts and inattention, the world community, this is taken from the Washington Times, 8/20/97. The world community is well on the way to establishing a permanent international court that would, for the first time, have power to try individuals. A meeting of legal experts concluded at the United Nations last week with a clearer picture of what the court will be and how it will function. Although there are scores of questions still to be settled, overt opposition to the tribunal has largely been replaced with quibbling over details. I do not know any state opposition to the creation of the court, said Adrian Bos, the Dutch chairman of the working group. The new court would investigate and prosecute individuals committing crimes against humanity. Notice the broad definition here. Humanity, genocide, and war crimes. Why is that important? Did you know that preaching against Judaism or trying to convert someone from Judaism to Christianity is genocide. That's how they're going to get it. We will be preaching genocide. I also have the Noahide laws. If you have a computer and internet, get on there to Jews for Judaism. Pull down, it's 97 pages. The Noahide laws. I have one here concerning the Noahide courts. So this UN declaration is going to set up the court system, which will eventually have infused into it these things of the Noahide laws. This is something. This gets scary. They say this, there are seven laws governing the children of Noah, and when one takes these seven laws, but there are not seven laws there. And what is the sign of the children of Noah? The rainbow. See where the rainbow's coming everywhere? 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 Okay? Courts of law, the children of Noah are commanded by who? See? Now we're getting into strong doctrinal dogmatic statements. To establish courts of law that will carry out justice according to the seven universal laws. A court system that perverts justice and so forth. It goes through showing how they will mete it out. The only punishment meted out by a Noahide court of laws and criminal cases is the death penalty. How do you think Christians are going to be killed? By this court system, whether it's called Noahide or the UN court or whether the United Religions court. And it listed all out here in great, 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 great detail. I don't know if I will publish it, but maybe sometime I will go ahead and publish it. It's too much to go into, except to tell you that they are trying to get this down through the United Nations, and we just found they agreed to a form of it. Now remember this, that agreeing to a form of it is very important because you can always change it. As I said last week, remember that when the graduated progressive income tax was voted in the United States, it was said it would never be over 1%. Now, this is what's happening on the religious front. I haven't brought anything what's happening on the political front. But watch how the UN and NATO and regionalization just keeps coming and building and building and building and building. It's going to be something the way this is going to be as we head into the end time. Now, let's go to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. And this is the same system that was already working in Paul's day. Verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, which is epistle in the Greek, is from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. And what has been the biggest bugaboo in all the Christian religions? This right here. And we've all experienced it, haven't we? The failure of people saying it's at hand. We're in the gun lap. Well, we've been in the gun lap for 50 years, and we've about shot off, well, we've shot off our toes and feet and our calves, and we're working on the upper part of the thighs, and we're running on stubs. Let no man deceive you by any means, because they're going to use every trickery involved. That for that day shall not come except the apostasy shall come first, and I'll read it the way it should be translated, as I did in my Thessalonian study translation, shall have come first. So the whole uniting of religions is going to take place and be accomplished. So the first seal that we looked at when we began in Revelation 6 going forth and conquering and to conquer, we are seeing that taking place right now. And it's going to culminate in the false prophet, and which I believe is going to be the beast who is going to perform, not the beast, but the false prophet, who is going to be the Pope, who will perform great miracles. The beast is going to be the political leader. Talks about both of them here. The apostasy will culminate in that. And the man of sin shall have been revealed. He will be on the scene. We will know. When he comes on the scene, you better understand, if you have some repenting to do, you don't have many days to get it done. Shall have been revealed the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that as he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Those things must take place. Now notice how he is going to come. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Now notice, all power. And I don't think, you've heard me say it in the past, but I don't think we grasp how great this is going to be. We need to think big, huge, see what's going to happen. Oh yes, the thing on Mars is going to be spectacular and may play a great role in the end time here. They have the satellite just went into orbit around Mars to map all of Mars. And they've got the Pathfinder thing up there that is, what do they call it? Well, they already have that Pathfinder vehicle up there searching out what is up there. And there definitely was water there at one time. Where did all the water go? We don't know. But if Satan is going to come with all power and signs and lying wonders, what if they get some sort of base up there? How is Satan cast down from heaven? From what part is he cast down? I mean, we need to think huge, gigantic. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. It is going to be so unbelievable. We're going to end up being the enemies by saying this is not of God. Remember, the pagans worship Mars. Now here's why it's going to happen, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. So it is coming, brethren, it is coming. And all of this is moving together, step by step, step by step. People are agreeing, and you find that to have a concrete opinion about something is very unpopular today. In any moral situation. And that's all leading to this delusion that's coming. So I wanted to go through this. I know it was a lot. I know I covered a lot. But I only gave you about 25% of what I had in my file. So we can keep our eyes open and see what's happening in the religions in the world today.